Most people who enter the casino industry come through the pit. They train as dealers, learn the games, and for many of them, that is where the entire career happens. Running parallel to the pit, though, is another path. It suits a different kind of person and offers a faster route to senior positions than the pit does. The cash desk is not glamorous in the way a busy blackjack table can be, but for the right person, it is one of the most satisfying roles in the building. For anyone looking for a casino role that needs real skill and responsibility without the constant social performance the pit demands, the cashier position is worth understanding. The core responsibility of any cashier is the management and reconciliation of casino funds. That sounds like a finance job on paper, but it is specific to the casino environment in ways that make it its own discipline. You are not producing financial statements or managing investment portfolios. You are balancing cash, chips, and vouchers against the records. When the count is off, your job is to find Y before the shift ends. The balancing process happens at multiple intervals. At the end of every shift, the cash desk gets reconciled. On cruise ships, there is an extra balance at the end of each voyage. Then, once a month, the full picture comes together in a broader accounting close. It is methodical work that rewards precision over speed, a different rhythm from the pit floor. You do not need an accounting degree to do this well. What you need is the ability to focus under pressure and a natural comfort with numbers. Repetitive precision either drains you or it does not, and you usually know which camp you are in within the first month of training. The cash desk operates within a clear hierarchy, built around two pools of money called the small bank and the big bank. At the foundation is the cashier, who manages what is called the small bank, the working float that handles the day-to-day flow with guests and the pit. Above the cashier sits the head cashier, who manages the big bank, the master reserve from which small banks are funded and to which they ultimately report. The relationship between these two roles is hierarchical and educational. The head cashier trains cashiers, conducts inspections, and makes sure the small bank is being managed correctly. The cashier in turn reports activity upward to the head cashier, who then reports to the casino manager and the wider office. When you are responsible for the casino's money, there is no room for ambiguity about who is responsible for what. One detail that surprises many people coming from the pit is that the head cashier and the casino manager usually operate on parallel tracks, not in a direct reporting line. Both carry significant responsibilities, and the head cashier is often independent of pit management. It is a more autonomous position than people expect, and that autonomy is part of what makes the senior cashier role attractive. What draws people to the cashier role is the independence from the pit, probably the most underrated aspect of the position. Pit environments carry a particular kind of friction. The constant back and forth between dealers, supervisors, managers, and guests creates an atmosphere that energizes some people and exhausts others. The cash desk sits slightly outside of that. You interact with the pit and you serve the operation, but you are not embedded in it the way a dealer or supervisor is. For many cashiers, that distance is a real quality of life benefit. Customer interaction still exists, but it is different from what a dealer experiences. A cashier's conversations with guests are usually brief and transactional. Someone exchanges cash for chips, or cashes out at the end of the evening, or asks about their account. The interaction is meaningful enough to stay engaging without the sustained social performance dealing requires. For people who find the constant entertainment aspect of the pit draining, that balance feels comfortable. The pace of the work is another meaningful difference. A cashier largely sets their own rhythm within the demands of the shift. You are not reacting to the speed of a game or the energy of a table. You are working through your responsibilities in a sequence you manage. That does not mean the job is slow or undemanding. The nature of the demand is just different. It is the pressure of precision rather than the pressure of performance. Compensation is broadly comparable to dealer pay, and in some casinos, the cashier position includes a tip structure on top of the base salary. More importantly, the route to senior positions from the cash desk tends to be faster than from the pit. Head cashier roles carry commission, and because the cashier hierarchy is smaller and more defined than the dealer to supervisor to manager ladder in the pit, motivated people can progress to higher paying positions in a shorter time frame. For all of that, though, the cash desk is not a good fit for everyone, and being honest about that is more useful than overselling it. If you are extroverted and you get your energy from constant social interaction, the quieter pace of precision work is more likely to feel like boredom than relief. The cash desk rewards introverts and people who find focused, careful work satisfying. If that is not you, the pit will suit you better. The weight of financial responsibility is real and should not be underestimated. When you are on duty, you are accountable for the casino's assets under your management. Discrepancies do not disappear on their own. They need explanation, investigation, and resolution. That kind of accountability asks for a particular kind of conscientiousness, a steady attention to accuracy that becomes second nature over time. The dealers who transition into cashier roles well tend to be the ones for whom that attention was already natural. Break entitlements are slightly fewer than in the pit, not by much, but enough to notice if you are used to the dealer rotation schedule. The upside is that the work itself is less physically demanding, and the overall pace gives you more control over your energy across a shift than standing at a table does. I spent roughly one contract working as a cashier, and I enjoyed it more than I expected to. The work suited a side of my professional temperament the pit did not always get to express. I like things to balance. The satisfaction of a clean reconciliation at the end of a shift was new to me, and it stuck. The slightly lower social temperature was a relief without making the work feel detached. The guest interactions were exactly right, brief, warm, purposeful, and then done. My time in the role ended when I was asked to return to the pit to cover a position that needed filling, and the cash desk chapter closed sooner than I might have chosen. The experience gave me an appreciation for what the role offers and for the kind of person it suits best. It is a different path from the pit, with its own logic and its own ceiling that is worth reaching for. If the opportunity to work as a cashier comes your way, even for a single contract, take it seriously, try it, and find out whether the rhythm of it fits you. Some people discover it is not their world, and that is useful information too. But a good number of people who spend time at the cash desk find it is exactly where they were supposed to end up, and they build strong, well-compensated careers there without ever missing the pit at all. The casino floor has more than one path. This one is quieter and more independent than the pit, and for the right person, it is the better fit.